Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masachas Sota, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Mishnavav. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'Zecher Finder, Zivig Hagun, Bekarov Mamish. And Mishnah tells us Reb Shimon and Reb Shimon says Ein Schos Tov Mayim Hamarim. There is no delayed effect of the Mayim Hamarim. We had learned in the previous Mishnah that Schos is Toilala. The Tanakama holds if a woman has a Schos of Taira, the Mayim Hamarim will not work on her right away, even if she did an Avera. Whereas Reb Shimon argues and he says no, there's no such a thing because Vema Ta'imra Schos Toil Mayim Hamarim. If you're going to say that the effect will be delayed, Madha Atas Mayim Bifnei. Number one, you're dulling the effects of the water in front of all women that are supposed to drink. The whole idea of the water is that it's a very scary thing. Women know that if they drink this water, right away, something's going to happen to them. And that's going to cause them to admit that they did an Avera. But if they know that because of Schos of Taira, it's going to be delayed, so they're not afraid to drink. And furthermore, you're also causing bad things to be said about women who were really tahar that already drank the water. Other people are going to say, really those women were tamei, elish. It's just that they had a schos and the effects of the water are delayed. And that's a terrible thing to say because these women really were tahar. And therefore, no such a thing as a schos being tahar in these waters, says Reb Shimon. Whereas Rebbe says, the midline shita has schos tahar my mama arim. The effects of the water will be delayed, meaning she's not going to die right away. However, it's going to be very apparent that the water did start working. How is that? Ve'ina yaledes, she's never going to have a child afterwards. And ve'ina mashbachas, she's never going to become fully healthy. Ela misnavna v'hoilechas, she's going to continually get worse and weaker and weaker, l'saif himesa b'samisa, and eventually at the end, she's going to die the same death she would have if it would have happened right away without her schos. And moving on to Mishnah Vav, talking about her mincha. Nitmeis minchasa at shalai kacha b'kli. Let's say her carbon mincha became tamei before it was put into the kli shares, so it didn't become officially kadesh as a mincha. Harei kachal minachas v'tipada. It's like all other carbonas mincha that become tamei, and it's redeemed with money, and a new mincha is bought. V'mishah kacha b'kli. If it became tamei after it was ready put into the kli shares, harei kachal minachas. It's like all other carbonas mincha which became tamei at this stage. Betisareif, and it's burned, and a different mincha has to be purchased. Ve'elush minchasein nisrafais, and the following women, their minachais are burned, and they're not brought on the mizbeach. Ha'imeres tmeyan ilach, if she admits that she's tamei to her husband, v'shabal la'edim she tmeya, and if edim came to testify that she's tamei, v'ha'imeres eini shaisa, if she refuses to drink, v'shabal la'eini reitzel ashkaisa, if her husband decides that he doesn't want her to drink at the end of the day, v'shabal la'bal la'abadarech, or if her husband lived with her along the way to the Beis HaMikdash, in all these situations, the mincha is going to be burned. V'chal nesuas l'kayhanim, and any woman who's married to a kayin, minchasein nisrafais, their mincha is completely burned. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Zion explaining this last line that we just said. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.